And now in Easton, area code 509-656-99995, whose Bell System step. The only prefixes that are local are 649er, 656, 674, and 844 for the time. The first digit 6 or 8 is always absorbed. The 5 is absorbed for 656. You know, 65 is absorbed, then the last 6 goes through. I'll dial the payphone number. Home phones here, you dial one to make a toll call. One from the payphone just gives us a fast busy, I think. There's no number for information or repair service, just dial the operator for everything. I can't find any test numbers here of any kind. I also haven't found anything else interesting to record, so this is recorded Sunday, October 13, 1968. We're now in Roslyn. Area code 509-649-8892. This is STEP, some independent company that serves Roslyn only. I don't know the name of it. The payphone is automatic electric. You dial 1 here, you get a noise that sounds as though you're going directly into the Yakima toll tandem. If you then continue to dial the number, it won't go through unless you dial some number first after the 1. Like dial 1, then any digit, then a toll call number. It'll go through up to that point, except right at that point you get a click, and then the phone kind of halfway goes dead, and you're no longer connected to the toll tandem, and if you dial a 1 or dial anything after that, you get knocked back to a dial tone. If you dial plain 1, then a toll call number, you just end up with a recording in the toll tandem as though you dialed an invalid prefix. I'll demonstrate dialing plain 1, then a toll call first. By the way, this is a payphone. You don't have to drop a dime until after the fighting answers. Than a New York toll call number. What you now hear will stay on continuously until I hang up. Or if I dial a 1 or dial anything whatsoever, I'll just immediately get knocked back to a dial tone. Like now I'll dial 1. You can, however, make toll calls from here by dialing 1 and then dialing the rest of the number with a whistle. Right. You don't dial any special number after the 1. Just dial 1 and immediately dial the toll call number with a whistle. You then hear a click. You get silenced for about 3 or 4 seconds. Then it starts ringing for an operator to ask for your number. You give her your number and the call goes through. I'll dial 876-1117 in Los Angeles. Thing I want to record here. If I whistle at all, any whistling on the slightest at this point, even the slightest little blast of it, I immediately get knocked back to that thing before the phone call. In other words,
What I mean is I get knocked back to the thing that I would get if I tried dialing a toll call without the whistle by dialing 10 on the maneuver. The thing where you hear the slight humming sound in the background and you dial anything to get the dial tone. But now I'm going to blast the whistle. I'm going to try another blast the whistle. Okay, there we go. Now if I dial 1, I think it will go back to the dial tone now. Yes, that's okay.
Other than that toll call stuff, this is pretty much ordinary old general telephone stuff with digit absorbers, so I won't bother recording anything else. One interesting note is that the operator is in Yakima. You can't dial information. If you have to just dial the operator, then she connects you up to information who is also in Yakima. This is recorded Sunday, October 13, 1968. We stopped at a payphone at a gas station about 20 miles north of Clay Elum on Highway 97. Turned out to be a toll station where you just pick up the phone and operator answers and dials a number for you. Sunday, October 13, 1968. Now in Ingalls Creek, Washington, area code 509-548-7985. This is some independent phone company, automatic electric payphone, straight step. Deposit the dime after the person answers. There is no way to dial a toll call from a home phone here. Just dial 110 for long distance. Since you dial 11, you're in Wenatchee. 111 and 112 is going to dial speed test. 113 is information. 114 is repair service, etc. 110 gives the Wenatchee long distance operator. Plane 0 also gives the Wenatchee operator, but she takes care of local things. Unfortunately, the payphone is broken right now, so I can't record anything. Got stuck on something. Sounds like it might have gotten stuck on something Wenatchee because it makes funny clicks as I push it up and down as though it might be long distance. But I'm not sure just what it's stuck on. But anyway, it's stuck on something and I can't demonstrate unless I can find another phone around here someplace. The only interesting thing I found is that I asked the operator what else is local from here. It said the 763 prefix and the 782 prefix. When I dial a 782 number, it sounds as though it might be NX2 crossbar. As soon as I saw dial 782 and it clicks into that, I hear no other clicks after dialing digits of any kind until I'm all done. Even then, there's no other click. Then it just quietly starts ringing. And I believe I remember NX2 crossbar sounds like that when it's dialed into. If I could get a dial tone now, I'd call the operator to find out where the 782 prefix is so I could go over there and see it, but I'm having trouble with that.
Richard trash can's a woman. Richard trash can's a woman.
Scott Bernay is going to get killed to death instantly, like right now. Could you hold the line a moment, please? We're now in Cashmere, Washington. We found the 782 prefix. We're at 782-9316. This does sound very much like NX2 crossbar, except for a couple of exceptions. First of all, listen to the dial tone. Notice that the dial tone comes on, and when you hang up, it returns the coin just like NX2 does, except the one little detail that has a touch tone dial tone. Now, for the other little interesting details, when you dial a local call in a different prefix, NX2 crossbar works as follows. You dial the first two or three digits of the prefix. Instantly, the crossbars close and connect you up to a trunk going to the other office, and then you just dial by straight step through to the other office. This stuff doesn't do that. This stuff has a sender, just like any other crossbar office. You dial the seven digits into this office, and then it sends out whatever it wants to into the other one. Let me dial an 884 number to demonstrate. I called up the operator and asked her if there was a phone man around here. She was in Wenatchee and she connected me up to a phone man in Wenatchee who normally comes out and takes care of this office. He said no one was in up here right now. He told me that this is not NX2, rather it's UN2 crossbar, which is very similar to NX2. It's made also by North, but it's a later version. They call it UN2 because it used to be made by, I believe he said, the United Electric Company or something that North now owns. UN2 is just a little bit more advanced version of NX2. The main difference is that it does have senders on it. Otherwise, it works pretty much the same as NX2 does. This office here will take touchtone dialing. They don't offer it to the customers yet because they don't have the instruments, but the clip in the central office is equipped for it. If I call my own phone number, in other words, the phone number of the payphone, I get the following. Also said that this is General Telephone Company. It used to be West Coast, was purchased by General about a year and a half ago. If you dial an invalid prefix and then one more digit after that, you get a busy signal. It's a rather strange busy signal, you must admit. Oh, you have all the luck. Every other time I ever dialed an invalid prefix, I got a busy signal of a very unusual kind that I wanted to demonstrate. Now all of a sudden I get the recording. Let me try that again. That's recorded Sunday, October 13, 1968. We're now in Wenatchee, Washington, 509-663-9918. It's a general telephone straight step. One interesting thing I want to record right away is when you dial the time, 663-8900. That's a rather interesting recording. Different ways to dial a toll call here, depending on how far away it is. To call a few of the local things in the local area that aren't too far away, you dial a code for each city. For example, if you want to dial Quincy, you dial 977. That's not the right prefix for Quincy, you just dial 977. If you want to dial Waterville, you dial 975. Wenatchee and East Wenatchee, it says 976. That's not a toll call from here, but I guess from some places it might be. Cashmere is 972, Entiat and Orondo 974, Lake Wenatchee 978, Leavenworth and Pechiston 978. Anyway, it says there are three steps. First, dial a three-digit code number from the exchange you are calling. That's the code before, not the regular prefix. Second, dial the last five digits of your own telephone number. Third, dial the last five digits of the telephone number you are calling. Unfortunately, I can't do this for a payphone at all. I'm just dialing 9 because it's fast busy, so I have no idea what that's all about. Anyway, if you want to dial anything further away than those, you dial 110 and the operator dials it for you. If nothing else interesting to record, it's recorded October 13, 1968.